It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Desley Simpson. How's it going?
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks with you.
I'm good. I was just spinning plates there in the background. I just left calling you a little bit late. Now I'm sort of getting myself in order. Okay, Desley, let's start with the St. James. The historic theatre in the middle of Auckland CBD has been in a bit of a state of disrepair since a fire in 2007. Many people would have attended either the movies, theatre, or a bunch of incredible shows there. The Auckland City Council in 2016 promised some funding to help knock the St. James into shape that it would be usable again, and it's finally been confirmed. Last week the council moved to recommit $15 million in funding to restore the St. James Theatre. Wayne Brown has been somewhat reluctant about recommitting the $15 million to the St. James. Do you share his reservations, or do you fully support the decision?
Oh, look, I fully support the decision. The St. James has got a lot of history in Auckland, and you're quite right. It's had hosted a number of huge stars, you know, Joni Mitchell, Miles Davis, James Brown, you know, some really big names. And for those of your listeners that are maybe a bit younger, that don't remember it being an operation, it does play quite an important role in its placement. Like, it sits between, like, the art gallery and the library, and the Civic Theatre and the Town Hall. So it's right at that sort of top end part of town and what we kind of call the arts precinct. And it's got the ability to have a audience which is pretty much about the size of the power station, which is pretty full most of the time. So there's a real big feel that this will be part of a new, you know, our arts quarter. It will have a place in Auckland as far as a size go that we're challenged to find already. And it's got a lot of history. And currently it just looks awful, for want of a better word. It's in a, you know, nothing happened for ages. Now, we can't fund this kind of thing on our own. It's not owned by us. But there's been a bit of a deal between the owner, central government, through the Ministry of Arts, Culture and Heritage, and us to sort of get it going, having had that commitment for so long, and get it moving. And our kind of work will help, you know, support the critical foundation work and building strengthening and get it operational. And look, if it all goes pear-shaped, we actually have a first mortgage over it. So we're kind of protecting our money.
Yes. Okay, they're good to know. Well, I mean, given the council's ongoing financial constraints, how was the decision made to prioritise this funding over other infrastructure or community projects?
I mean, that's a good point. It's been a decision that was made by the mayor and councillors. It wasn't unanimous. They had four people against it. But for a lot of people who value the arts in Auckland, it was an opportunity. And rather than see it just sort of sit as a pallet for graffiti, for want of a better word, something needed to happen. And I suppose when you've got matched funding from the central government, you know, it has an opportunity, and a number of us saw that opportunity was worth pursuing.
Yes. Now, the mayor emphasised that the council is not going to fund the theatre's operating costs. What assurances are in place to ensure that the theatre remains financially viable post-restoration?
Well, I mean, that's part of an agreement, and we won't own it. But, you know, that's part of the agreement going forward. It's been quite clear that that's actually not what we're going to do. I absolutely support it.
I mean, I got to say, I'm very excited to see it back as a venue. I've been to some incredible shows there. So, I mean, my fingers are crossed that this sort of all works out well for everyone involved.
Now, you and me both, Johnny.
Yep. Now, onto the Auckland Council's proposed annual plan for 2025-2026. It is open for consultation, and this is an invitation from the council to all Aucklanders to have their say on the council's investment and services for the year ahead. Where do we start with this one, Desley? What is up for consultation? Is it absolutely everything that the council does?
Okay, so the annual plan is like, what do we think should be done? What would we like to do? What does Aucklanders think about that. And then the more important question is, you know, how do we pay for it? So let's start with what we want to do. Over and above the big projects like Central Interceptor and the City Rail Link, the plan shows some of the big projects for the north, south, east, west and central. For example, up north, there's an upgrade of a water and wastewater treatment at Wellsford. In the west, it's part of an upgrade for the West Wave Pool and Leisure Centre. Down south, there's a whole lot of development of neighbourhood parks. And in the central, there's a bit of an upgrade to the Central City Library and the Lees Institute, etc. So that's sort of regional stuff. And then it also looks at all the projects locally in every local board area that the local boards want to do within their budget. So there's a list for every single local board, wherever you live, of all those projects. So there's a whole question on, you know, do you agree with your local board's plan? There's a question on, do you agree with the overall plan? As I said, the big stuff that I've talked about. The second big question, of course, is how do we pay for it? And noting that, you know, ratepayers are one part of the of our income, and less than 40%, I continuously keep saying. But it obviously includes a rates rise, and that rates rise for this year, that is the year beginning the 1st of July, is 5.8% for the average residential property. Now, the average value of the property in Auckland sits at about $1.4 million for residential properties, and that would be an extra $223 a year on top of the rates that you're paying this year.
How does the council justify this increase given the ongoing cost of living challenges for Aucklanders?
Well, that is the big question, isn't it? And you've got to remember that our rates rise is one of the lowest, you know, in the country, but it's still 5.8. But it does include increases to the water quality target rate, the natural environment targeted rate. Remember, these are ring-fenced, you know, work streams to increase the quality of our water and our natural environment. And it also includes a 3.3% increase in some of our rubbish rates. So it includes all of those things, all right?
On the other hand, Desley, is this increase enough to cover the infrastructure development and et cetera that we need in Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, there's no doubt that the rates rise proposed does have infrastructure investment. It does. But the question we ask Aucklanders is, what do you feel about that rates rise? Is it right for you, considering the work stream that we've got planned? Do you want more? Do you want less? Have your say.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the proposed ways to get a bit more cash into the coffers is a bed night and levy tax for big events. We're talking stuff like a concert at Eden Park or a concert at Western Springs. The council is seeking feedback on a bed night visitor levy to fund some of these major events. What would this look like?
Yeah, well, look, you know, a lot of people value events in our city, and there is a whole question on this. The big question is, how do we pay for it? Is it ratepayer funded or should it be paid for in a different way? And look, you know, a number of last mayor and this mayor is promoting a bed night visitor levy, which is something that, you know, a lot of people who travel internationally see around the world. You know, you go to pay your hotel bill and it's, you know, plus a city tax or plus something. So this wouldn't be paid for by the residents of Auckland. It would be paid for by visitors who come to the city or people who stay in accommodation in the city.
Is this just a day or two around the event? Is it just like 2% on your hotel bill?
So it's proposal is 2.5% or 3% per night room all the time. All right, and that money would fund ongoing events, because we don't just have events at one time of the year. They are interspersed throughout the whole year. The big problem around this is, of course, the decision on whether or not we can do this is not ours. It is one that has to be made by central government. And, you know, the ask has been made to a Labor-based government and a national-based government, and so far no one's kind of picked up that cudgel. So the question is, do you like events? How do you think it should it be funded? Do you think this bed night visitor levy is a good idea? But I also urge people to have a look at the supplementary material, because if we don't get it, then what are we going to do? We're not going to have the events, we're going to leave them out for a year, or we're going to do something else. So that's really up for feedback from Aucklanders, and I think it's really, really important.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so where can people, Desley, where can people head to give their feedback on the Auckland annual plan for 25-26?
Well, a lot of pretty much every local board area will have local events in their neighbourhoods to promote this. There's also the big Have Your Say page on our Auckland Council website, Have Your Say Auckland Council annual plan 25-26. And look, if you just want to have a bit of a listen about it, there is an online information session where you can hear from our finance team about the topics we're consulting on. And that's tomorrow night, Wednesday the 5th of March, 6 to 7pm. And again, register so you get the link. And that's, again, at AK Have Your Say, our plan, under the events section.
All right, excellent. Hey, just quickly, just while I'm thinking about it, and while the listeners are probably thinking about it as well, just on the bed tax, would that include a tax on Airbnb?
All accommodation.
All right. Hey, Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks' time.
No worries. Have a good day. Catch you
later. Thanks, mate. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.